entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and of course, this show that we're putting on for you right now. We wouldn't have mentioned all the other shows if we weren't a part of the goddamn network as well. Because we're proud of what we do here at Hear Us Talk. And we love it. When I say we, of course I mean all the other people in Hear Us Talk. Myself. And your friend. And my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Word! What's going on? I'm doing good.
You just, thank you. You fucking pulled that one out of the goddamn shoulder. I asked you what's going
on. Shoulder?
Yeah, you swerved to avoid something. Maybe there was some black ice. But I asked you what's going on, and you just said what's going on. Creating some kind of fucking never-ending, infinite recursion of conversations I don't want to have for very long.
What's up, man? Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Oh, well, we're fucked now. Better keep walking. That's everything. Like, when you don't have hi as a greeting, as the default greeting.
Hello.
Yeah, it's like...
Welcome to Movie Phone.
Hey, how are you? Oh, how are you? It just doesn't mean anything. Do you give a shit? I never do. I know we've mentioned this, but I always go to how are you, what's going on. Like,
so you initiate the thing that you hate yourself.
I do, because I'm an asshole.
Oh, that's
I really
true.
Am. I've just realized that I am 100% fucking asshole. And I do everything that I hate. And I blame people for partaking in these behaviors. Anyway, Steve, it's a new goddamn year. 2014. What does it mean to you, Steve?
Well, now we have this brand new present from Canada called the Polar Vortex.
Yeah.
Which has frozen the entire country.
Which is a gift in two ways. One, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
Two, everybody you encounter can't shut the fuck up about how cold it is. It's cold! Oh, really? I lived fucking six states over before I got to work. I have no idea. I had no idea. Thank you for letting me know. I just fucking flew in on a red eye from Wyoming.
I haven't been on Facebook for the last 3 days.
Wyoming is probably freezing too. Yeah, Facebook. Every fucking post. How cold it is. Oh, it's so fucking cold.
Wait, let me ask you a question. How many pictures or videos did you have of people taking boiling water and throwing it out into the air to demonstrate how cold it was? Look, it makes steam!
I had a guy post a video of a super soaker with boiling water.
I thought
it was cool.
They were like shooting a deck or something.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, what
I don't get is the fucking the non-scientific debate that people have with this fucking shit. Like, I think I saw our buddy VA Messenger, who hasn't been on the show in a fucking dog's age. I think in the literal sense, in 7 years, I don't think he's been on the show, but I still have him as a fucking Facebook friend, and he's like, I can't believe people think hot water doesn't freeze. And I looked at it and I said, well, yeah, hot water doesn't fucking freeze.
Hot water,
if kept hot, will not fucking freeze because it has to reach a different temperature than fucking hot.
I love science.
But he was so, like, fucking indignant. Like, like, I can't believe people don't think hot water. Of course. You fucking used You classified this water as something that can't possibly fucking freeze. Oh, it irritates me. It fucking bugs me. Yeah, so thanks, Canada. Thank you for the gift of polar chill, whatever the fuck it was. Polar vortex? I don't know.
It's like a 3D, like, it's like a wormhole from Canada, and then it goes up into the atmosphere, and it lands in the Midwest.
My alarm clock is set to radio. So I have the worst state. I have it set to the worst possible thing that I could ever hear so that I'd get out of bed and turn it off. I have it set to a morning zoo program hosted by a gentleman named Elvis Duran. I have it set to that so that when I hear them doing these fucking bits and talking about the cold and the fucking shows, I have to get out of bed. It's the only thing that ever works. Fire alarms, I sleep through them. My life is not going to end well because every alarm that I've ever had in my life...
You better get a carbon monoxide detector, son.
I sleep through it. Doesn't matter. Any beeping, all that shit, right through it. The minute I hear idiotic, irritating banter, I'm fucking pulled right from slumber in an irritated state. But this morning, I heard them...
Much like how you do this entire show.
I heard them do this fucking bit because it's so cold out, where they sent their stunt boy out to put his tongue on a pole. And he's calling from a cell phone.
What an idiot.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. What an idiot. I think idiot applies to anybody who believes that it happened. Like, anybody who believes that it's real.
It is real.
No, what I'm saying is the bit that they did.
Oh, yeah, the bit's not real.
The guy's got a fucking cell phone, and they're in Manhattan, and there's no fucking noise. There's no fucking noise coming through his phone. It's so obvious that he's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I got my cup of warm water. Like, just holding his tongue and talking. It's just so fucking mind-numbingly stupid. But I listened, didn't I? So who the fuck is the idiot? Me. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so everybody is commenting on the cold in their own fucking way. And I guess we are, too. Except for the fact that we're commenting on the fact that you don't...
We're commenting on
you
the comments.
As a human living in the cold, you don't need to say how cold it is to anybody near you.
There's weather.
You don't.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. You know, it's so cold. My car, I had to... This is an actual fucking conversation I heard... across the wall in the next set of desks over at work. Actual conversation. It was so cold. I just had to go outside, turn my car on, go back in and wait. And then what? And then what did you do? Did you wait?
Story.
You found out the car was adequately warmed up and then you drove to work? What a fucking adventurer you are. Holy shit. The most mundane fucking shit that people bring up. Ugh, I hate it. I fucking hate. I just don't want to get into that fucking that mindset where that's a thing you say to somebody. I just here's what I did. I went outside, and it was cold. Oh, it was cold. And I turned my car on because the car's got to warm up. You know, it's just too cold. And I went inside. What did you do with your extra time? The time you didn't anticipate spending. What did you read?
I looked at the car warming up.
Did you read an article and find anything interesting, or did you just figure that you would just sit with a blank slate in your fucking head? You ever look at somebody and realize that the like when they're just staring, there's nothing behind the
eyes.
It's like a buffering YouTube video, just a frozen fucking frame, and then all of a sudden kicks on and goes, okay, we're gonna go now. Just fight, like the people that it shouldn't be possible to turn off your thought process completely. It shouldn't be, but I've seen fucking human evidence that it's possible. God damn it, it irritates me.
Yep.
I don't know, Steve. I do want to
know how we're gonna deal with this weather. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to fucking talk to you about it. Like I'll wear a fucking parka just so people don't. You know, I don't know. I don't know how you can avoid it. Just I look down at the floor now when I'm walking past people. When I know that there's an event or some kind of
they got that smartphone. Just keep walking.
That's what I do. I just open it at the lock screen and stare at it intently like I'm reviewing my fucking receipts to prepare taxes. I look so intently at nothing on the phone just to avoid talking to somebody.
You know what that is? That's another aspect of tablet culture and the future evolution of our species.
Another aspect of tablet culture.
Yep.
What is?
The ability to not interact with other people because
No. Yeah, the glorious new invention that allows us to not interact with certain people. You know how difficult it was to just be around people and not acknowledge them?
I think that's why people used to buy newspapers.
They would medicate people for doing that shit. They would classify them with some mental disorder. Like, he might be autistic. I don't know. He might have a little bit of the... He might belong in the nervous hospital. Because he doesn't... I'm right next to him. He doesn't say nothing. Now you have your little fucking phablet, your screen, your fucking phone. Pull it out. Just look at it. Paw at it occasionally. Do an up-down swipe. A pinch every 35 swipes.
A pinch.
Just do one of those little pinches like you're zooming in on something. Double tap. I have a whole fucking routine that I just subconsciously do if I'm like waiting somewhere and I can sense that someone's chopping at the bit to like commiserate with the fact that they have to wait, like at a dentist where the dentist hasn't shown up yet because his car broke down or something, or he's fucking, you know, shaking his dealer down to get a lid a little cheaper. Fucking I love it. And I don't.
I thought you were going to share your routine. Your routine?
My routine is easy. I look up a little bit, like I'm thinking of something, and then I kind of scrunch my face up, take the phone out. I pretend like I'm swiping it. I don't even unlock it. I could.
So you look up and have a fake thought.
I could actually use my phone, but I don't.
Corresponding facial movements.
Like, I have no interest in using this phone. So I don't. I can go in and look at Facebook, but I'm pretending to. I don't know what the fuck that says about me. It's just more like a defensive measure against having to talk to somebody that I just know would irritate the living shit out of me. I can look at somebody's face and I can tell within 85% accuracy if I really want to hear something they have to say to me. Do you feel you have this power? I think it's a pretty common ability.
Yeah, I know when someone is like, I can feel the vibe you get when someone just feels like they need to start.
Like, there's that one face that boring people have where it's like the eyes are half masked and their mouth is like agape, but their tongue is highly active. The mouth is agape, the eyes are at half mast, and their fucking tongue is just darting in and out, correcting some crack on their lips or going over their teeth, just constantly fucking with their gums and shit.
Sounds like they're Heath Ledger's Joker.
Just constantly. And you can tell that they're going to fucking stop doing that and go, what are you doing? And I don't want it. I don't want to talk to them.
God, but could you even ignore them even if you pulled this off first? If they came at you with, what are you doing? that kind of demands
a response.
You
just look at him, do the same face, and say,
"What are you doing?"
Nothing. And then just go back to touching the, like, I one time I was actually doing the fucking like touching the back of my phone, like the first couple swipes, because I wasn't paying attention. I was just trying to see if the person really was like intently kind of like looking to talk. So I just like looked like through the top of my eyes. I'm like, "Oh shit, I have the phone backwards." But it's a new year. It's a new year, Steve, and we have to come up with something. We have to come up with a plan for this year, because the minute that fucking date has a new number in it, with the there's a new year, you have to figure out what you're going to do with those 365 days, Steve. Isn't that the case? Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, we're down to 360 now, so geez, it's going faster than I expected.
It's almost over. It's almost over. Yep. Why bother at this point? Yep. Do you do the resolution, Steve?
Nope.
You don't, do you?
Nope.
No. I appreciate that.
I feel it's like if you really care about something that you want to change in your life, you don't need to do it on New Year's when you're hungover and drunk most of the time in between. So it's a bad time to think about what you're going to do right in your life.
You're all fucked up wearing a stupid plastic hat. Now is the time to plan your year.
No, honestly, we're going to dance a lot more this year. Honestly, how fun is this? You're all fucked up wearing a fucking plastic fedora, drinking shitty champagne out of a wine glass that was assembled from two plastic pieces. And you're going to plan your entire year. Fuck you. Oh, I hate it. I hate New Year's. I like the fact that it feels new. It feels like there is a new start to something. Like you could start something and say, okay, this is the year. But you got to keep that to yourself. And the things that I hate about New Year's are the jokes, the stupid witty jokes that everybody comes up with about the passage of a year. Like, oh, I haven't seen you since last year.
Oh, God.
Oh, if only that were actually true. If only that were true that a fucking year has passed since I last saw you.
That's it. That would be just respond. That's it.
That's all? Man. Too bad it's not longer.
or the people that insist on doing the masked texts.
Oh, they God.
Happy New Year.
Thank the sweet Jesus. I have not gotten a mass text from anybody in a very long time.
Yeah, neither have I.
I think he's.
But I used to get him.
He's a great guy. He's a good friend. But our buddy Dom from the Vagabond Souls, he used to be a mass texter, and holy shit, was that fucking? That was frustrating. That was trying. But now people have moved on. They have Facebook and Twitter, and all is well. And I can fucking sever that tie and actually feel better. I can hit delete, unfriend, click. Hear it echo throughout the fucking room how hard I clicked that mouse, and feel pretty good. But what are you getting into mass text? The Happy New Year or the what I wish for this year? Mini letter.
It's usually that just the Happy New Year type thing.
I don't know if you've seen these.
That's all it says is Happy New Year.
I don't know if you've seen these posts or updates or status whatevers in any form, but what I see a lot of people doing is they write out this whole diatribe of how their year was and how the next year is going to be different. And it's fucking a multi-paragraph Facebook update. And usually they click like on their own fucking thing.
Breaker just tripped in my house. I got a problem.
Okay. We'll take a quick fucking
play
break.
Play a song or something.
Okay, I'll find something to play. Go do whatever you got to fucking do. Steve's going to get electrocuted in his fucking house, so it's all right. Happy New Year, everybody. We're shopping for a new fucking co-host. While he's out there dealing with whatever the fuck he's got to deal with, I don't know, maybe someone threw a fucking electric griddle in the goddamn sink, fucking fucked up his whole house. You should go to Amazon through hearustalk.com. Make some purchases. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. There's a link to Amazon right on our site. Just click it. Make your purchases as you usually will on Amazon, and you get whatever it is you want. You can gift it to somebody if you're generous, or if you're a selfish asshole like I hope you are. Buy something for yourself, and you get it. You get to do whatever you want with it. You enjoy it, and we get a small cut. Small kickback goes over to Hear Us Talk. We get to keep our shows pumping, keep the goddamn network afloat. So that's hearustalk.com/Amazon. And 2013 was a very good year for Hear Us Talk. We were able to pay everything completely from the revenue generated from Amazon, all of our bills, and then some. So we're socking some cash away for equipment, for some other things, and some other goddamn plans that may or may not come to fruition. I don't know. Like I like to have these big fucking ideas. of events and shit that I want to do, but I never fucking plan them.
What events?
I was just saying how we had a very good Amazon year this year.
Oh, yeah.
This past year, Steve. Last year!
Past.
And we were able to sock a little bit away. And I think it's going to go to you know, equipment for shows on the network and maybe putting some aside for some events and shit like that. But I was already conceding the fact that anytime I make these plans, I never come through.
Yeah.
So tell me what was going on with your house.
Breaker tripped upstairs because it's an animal house I live in with way too many people.
Oh, shit.
Running heaters while the heat is on in the house.
Someone had a space heater that they fucking...
Exactly.
Plugged into a splitter and then they dried their hair.
That's pretty much exactly what happened.
That's not a bitch. Steve, we got to do more stuff together. We have to go and...
Hey, I want to do the Frank ice fishing thing.
Have some shared experience. Yeah, we should do the Frank ice fishing thing.
That's one thing I personally always want to do. I always want to go ice fishing.
It's got to be a good time for it now.
I would be really... I think afraid to go with Frank because Frank would be the type to want to do it, but freak out once he gets like 3 feet onto the ice.
Oh, just
I think I would too.
Just say, "Oh, watch out for the dark ice. That's thin. It's very thin." And just shovel some of it so it looks a little darker.
Like I picture Frank would like go out with rocks and like toss them to see if it would go through.
Yeah.
But then cracking the thicker ice and we fall through.
Yeah, he would kill us. His fear would result in our death. But yeah, I think it would be good. You know, you take some pictures, document it a little bit, have something a shared experience to go over on the show. I think it would be nice.
Yeah,
we rarely do that. We haven't really hung out.
The last time was when we went fishing with Frank.
Yeah, I think we need to do that. I think that you teaching Frank how to be a fucking man in front of his kids is actually a really good thing. I think it's nice.
Well, honestly, if we had. Like a go. That's what we should bring, a GoPro with us, because once you forget that it's there,
yeah.
Frank's kids are the funniest ones there.
Well, I think Frank's got it covered in the digital camera department. I believe he's got a
yeah, but it would be edited by him. I'd rather have the constant.
No, he's got a great camera. It's
that's true. That's true.
When I went to work on one of his computers, I saw that he had this camera in a case on his desk. And I looked at it. I'm like, oh, what kind of camera is this? And I turned it over to its side. It had a fucking floppy drive. A 3.5-inch floppy drive. I said, what the fuck are you doing with this? It was a Sony Mavica from like 1998. Now, I haven't been friends with Frank in 1998. So this is impossible for this to be a relevant camera at any time this fucking story was told. And what really gets me about his stupid fucking camera is that he had it out. And, like, he clearly had a lot of shit scurried away in that room. But this thing was out. It was on his desk.
Prominent.
Prominently displayed. And not only that, protected. Like, he was taking care of it. It was in a really nice fucking case.
Three and a half inch drive.
A scratch on the fucking thing. He's like, oh, I used to take it, you know, take pictures and blah, blah, blah. You just take the disc in, put the disc out. What's the big deal? It's convenient. I'm like, yeah, that's what an SD card is, but you don't need a fucking piece of furniture to store all of them.
See, honestly, before you sent me the link to this, when you first told me about it,
yeah,
I only thought compact flash. I thought that was the first mode of saving any kind of digital camera pictures.
No. No. A goddamn disk drive. I shit you not.
I can't get over that.
A fucking high density 3.5-inch floppy you jam in there, and it's got the little door flap and everything. Like it was a fucking drive.
Yeah, that was the whole camera. That's basically the whole camera too.
Sony Mavica. Yeah, it was about as thick as the fucking drive. It could have been like a keychain. But no, it had to read a fucking double density or fucking double sided floppy. I don't know what the fuck it was. Floppy disks for cameras. 3.5-inch disks for Sony Mavica cameras. The worst fucking thing 1.44 ever.
1.44 megabyte.
Oh, but Steve, 10 times digital zoom. Wow!
So you can have a really zoomed in thumbnail of something.
Aren't there like 15 gig? I think it was like a 16 megabyte card was the first digital camera that I had, and it held 15 pictures. And that was a 2.5 megapixel camera. 15 pictures, fucking 15 megs. A floppy disk is like 1.44 megs.
Meg.
Unformatted. If you format it takes a little
less
bit up.
Once you format it.
So,
which you would have to do for a digital camera.
Fucking thing has to hold like one picture. Take it, snap it. All right, this was the bird I saw in the woods. Put it in your big fucking tray of floppy disks. Do you remember the amount of fucking storage that we had to have when it was when computers used those fucking floppy disks? Like drawer, like a piece of furniture with fucking filing systems in there. Labels, little sticky labels and shit. Don't write on it with a pencil. I think
those pictures are pretty neat when you see like a 1 meg hard drive from like 1971.
Oh, it's a lunchbox. Fucking lunchbox.
Lunchbox? No, dude. It's like a fucking jet engine on a dolly.
And it just has
it's gigantic. And then you see next to it has this SD card on someone's finger, and it says like 10,000 times the storage capacity.
Yeah, it has that like that coiled steel fucking tube with wires just sticking out of the back of it. It looks like the back of a dryer. Just the fucking gas hookup.
Plates in a row.
Absolutely fucking the worst. And it really irritated me that stupid Frank had this shit on his desk like he was going to use it. I wanted to take that fucking thing and just spike it like a fucking football right in front of him. The worst fucking thing ever. Like it's not even like, oh wow, I remember those. No, nobody remembers those fucking cameras. It wasn't a good idea. It was probably the worst fucking idea.
I mean,
I
don't. And I was always somewhat into cameras, and I never thought they had a 3.5.
I think he said that he fucking bought it because it was easy to get the pictures off of.
Well, you put in one disc, take a picture, put in the next disc, take a picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Screw a roll of film where you get, sheets of paper that are thinner than one of the disc. You gotta take fucking, there was an entire industry that just collapsed the minute CDs became the standard. That fucking, that storage of your discs bullshit. I think I had a wood grain fucking, furniture piece. Like, I put a lamp on mine.
Oh, I had a whole bunch. I had the Rolodex one, where it was basically like a Rolodex held all the
discs. Yeah, you open it up, fucking flips it out. Oh, that was pretty, yeah, that was good. I remember that. What a bunch of shit. Just a bunch of shit. Can you imagine the stuff we have now that we think is so fucking great? There's going to be people that they go, what a bunch of shit. Absolute shit.
Just think of the idea.
You mean you saved shit on your fucking devices? Why the fuck would you do that?
You use disks to put stuff on your computer?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you just go on the internet? That's what everyone's going to be saying in like 20 years about like what people used to do. Why don't you just go on the internet and get it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the stories that I heard when that was the norm for me of like all the shit that had to be done prior to discs being a thing. Like, what would you do? You'd print shit out on cards. Like, you would have a fucking, the card?
Punch cards?
Punch card systems and shit. You'd program it and then print it out into a series of cards that if they got fucked up, it's garbage.
Yeah, my mom used to do that shit, actually.
You just pull one out and it's fucking ruined.
Yep, she used to do that. It was like her first job, was a key punch operator.
Oh, Christ.
Just I'm like, how did you do that? That had to be so monotonous.
I got 5 million cards in, and then I sneezed. And then
I dropped the card.
I got snot on one of the cards. It plugged one of the punch holes, and it completely fucked everything up. I had to start all the way over.
Imagine like you did
that
your
was
run.
4 weeks of work.
And you're like walking down the aisle and you just drop it and everybody looks at you and gets silent because they know how bad of a fuck up it is.
Oh my God. Fucking stupid. Yeah, but you got to do that. We had to get Frank with a suitable camera, not his fucking bullshit. Not his outdated shit. Oh wait, well, who was it that you were telling me on Facebook you saw them like something?
Frank!
I've actually never even thought. I knew his name was Frege. I've interacted with the guy. I've worked for him briefly for like to do some odd jobs. I've never thought to say Frege.
When I used to work at the video game store, and he'd
Holy
walk in.
Shit.
I would do that because it's like Frege just got here.
That's awesome.
It's like the beginning of the Frege game.
Yeah. So you said you saw him click like on something.
Yeah, you know the creeper feed in Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't actually know. I think when I first saw it, I decided it was the most irritating thing because I couldn't give a fuck what people like. Like I saw somebody click. I don't know. I'm gonna just throw a name out there. Let's say, oh, Shawnee Murphy likes Belvita breakfast biscuits. Wow, who gives a shit? And it was just, and it was everybody I ever knew just liking fucking garbage. Like, oh, they like Nike shoes. Well, that's new. That's great. I need that information right in my fucking face.
See, I just find it interesting because I keep it open and I think of it as like, you know, my Facebook friends, like what's going, if they had a collective hive mind, this is what's going through the hive mind right now.
Okay.
And it's frightening and scary.
But you call it the creeper feed.
But yeah.
Facebook calls it the ticker. It's the ticker. It's what your friends are into, what's happening, what's going on.
Like at the bottom of a news station, the thing going left to right, like a ticker like that.
I don't know what the kids are using now, but I know they're not using Facebook. Facebook has been long dead to the youth.
I read an article about that. The kids don't like it anymore. Young kids.
It's where your mom hangs out online.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
Like everybody has their fucking parents on Facebook. Like you can't escape. You just can't.
But you know what? Like, think about MySpace.
So they,
MySpace
so they take to these fucking, they take to these sleeper cell fucking social media, social networking things like Snapchat, where it's just you and some fucking whore who you're trying to coax into a titty shot that you're gonna somehow fucking save, even though you're not supposed to.
And then that's another idiot.
Give it to your whole class.
That guy was stupid.
Oh, didn't they offer to buy it or something like that?
$3 billion, yeah. And he said no.
Well, I mean, you know, he's got a viable business, Steve. I mean, he has a fucking leg lock on the sexting game.
Yeah, $3 billion is a more than viable life, and you don't need Snapchat to keep going.
I think the problem is that the minute anybody has something with a buzz, like some.
They automatically
think they're like Steve Jobs, and it's not about money. It's not about money. It's about making this the greatest product. Like, let's fucking boil it down. It's a picture you send to somebody with a fucking caption. Let's boil it the fuck down. Oh, and it goes away. It lives for an instant, unless they fucking save it and then fucking embarrass you forever with it.
Yeah, control print screen doesn't exist on your computer.
What? Yeah, no. I mean, it's not a computer app. It's a smartphone.
Yeah, tablet. There's screen caps.
It's part of tablet culture, Steve. I'm surprised you're even exposed to it.
I'm not that versed.
These people don't communicate with anything but fucking tit pictures and captions these days.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he
I got to read up
I
on
guess he was he has to be either holding out for more... Or he really thinks that he's going to turn this into like a fucking IPO or some kind of major company that branches out into other things. I don't know.
Yeah, either way, he's an idiot.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. He created a product that people wanted to pay fucking billions for, so he can't be too much of an idiot. But
He's an idiot for not
taking that opportunity. I mean, it's easy to say from our seats – behind shitty desks in the dank portions of two houses in New Jersey that he's an idiot because he didn't accept billions. But I think in his mind, from where he sits, he probably has enough already. He probably has enough already, and it's like, you know what? I made this company. I made this product. I'm good financially now. I'm just going to run this. This is going to be my life's work. the thing that kids use to try and send dick pictures and tit pictures, it's going to be my legacy. I don't know. Maybe he has some attachment to it because it's a thing that he did, and he. Who knows? I don't. You can't know.
I understand.
Do I think he's an asshole? Absolutely, I do. Yeah. And I did one of those things that's pretty irritating, where you ask a question only to instantly give the answer. The question you ask is a vehicle for your own answer.
Yes, you did. You did do
shit.
That.
Shit, what a piece of fucking shit I am.
Like so I anyway, said, you did this stuff to yourself.
So you were watching the creeper feed, as you call it.
Yep.
The ticker, as the Facebook calls it. The ticker. It's where you really keep your finger on the pulse of your friendships. You were watching and you saw that Frega clicked like on something.
Yeah, it was a picture. I was actually kind of amazed. It's a cassette adapter that has a Bluetooth connection for your car. So if you have a Bluetooth-enabled music device and a cassette player in your car, problem solved.
This is like the tape that had the wire that you plug into your Discman.
Yeah.
In 1994.
Yeah.
I don't get how that's a fucking product today.
You know what?
Tape decks can there be left in cars? How many?
I was thinking, and I do have an idea. People with classic cars that keep them original but want to listen to their own music.
And how classic are we talking? The cassette is a fucking what? In 1982? When did the cassette become a thing?
I think it was early, late 70s. 77, 70s. I don't know.
Compact cassette. Thank you, Wikipedia. Sorry, I didn't. I'll get you in the next fundraising. When the fuck was it? Introduction.
But I know like a lot of street
1964. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, shit. Their peak was during the late 80s.
Their peak?
Oh, shit. Okay, so Goatweed says he still has the cassette adapter in his Toyota.
There you go.
Still rocking the cassette player.
I mean, I see cars that could definitely still have cassette players in them. I mean,
but like a 90 mid-90s car, right? Mid-90s, I think it is when they stopped putting them in.
Yeah, because, I mean, I got
fuck
my car.
Shut the fuck up. Goatweed is saying he has a 2004 with a fucking, with a stock cassette slash CD player.
My mom's car is a 2001 with a CD cassette player. So
maybe Frega's rocking his 96 Dodge Neon, or maybe he bought a 2004, I don't know, Camry, some kind of Toyota that Goatweed has. So in that case, it's a good idea. Because the people with just a CD player, they don't really have an option. If you don't have an auxiliary in, you have to do the FM modulator, which is just bullshit. Absolutely sucks.
It's terrible. It's so terrible.
It'll be great. You get the perfect station for your area. It's like, oh, nothing's on here. Then you decide to drive 30 miles, and all of a sudden,
you get the radio.
Your device is interrupted by fucking high-speed salsa music from some fucking Spanish station. Yeah, so then you got to fuck with the settings just for that area and remember to put
then
it back.
Then you crash your car and die.
Yeah, if only, Steve, if only. 2014. I believe we started this show. The show started, I think, late 2004. So we're closing in on like 10 years, I think.
10 years? Wow.
Ain't that about a bitch? Holy shit.
That was the good old send the link days.
Send the link. Hey, no links in the chat. Hey, we're not going to get into this reminiscing bullshit again.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, I'm a little bit irritated about something. I've decided to go to the gym. I've decided not
is that
because
New Year's resolution.
No, not because it's the New Year's resolution. Because I think it's because it's Amanda's resolution. She's decided to go, so I'm going to go too. And I went, and I was looking for a spot, and my gym's in a strip mall. It's a really long fucking parking lot. I had to go three parking lots over to park, and as I'm doing so, I passed a bowling alley, and I had to stop because these guys were coming out of it, and they had like backpacks on, and they were carrying like carry on luggage or something. I figured maybe they stopped at the
like
bar
a duffel bag.
Yeah, maybe they were like on business and they stopped at the bar. something like that. No, like a wheel carry on thing. And they walked out, and then I'm looping around trying to find a spot. And then as I come back to the same spot, and now somebody's coming the opposite direction to the same entrance, and I notice it's a fat fuck with a flame shirt, and he's rolling a fucking bag as if he's walking through Newark Airport like it's a carry-on. And I can see it's the same kind of fucking bag with bowling ball fucking bump outs on the side. This motherfucker is so fucking lazy to wheel a goddamn bowling bag. The bowling bag is the one fucking aspect of exercise you have as a fucking bowler, and this motherfucker's too lazy.
That's terrible.
To carry it back. And it's not like it didn't look like he had six bowling balls. He had one fucking bowling ball, maybe a pair of shoes, maybe a rag. I don't know. What the fuck is in a bowling bag that you need to have it like a fucking carry?
I think you covered it. A rosin bag, a rag, and a ball.
And maybe like a stray fry or something like from a previous
bean from Chili Night,
a celebratory Wendy's fry that fucking just got tossed into the bowling bag. I don't know.
The random BK onion.
You finally broke 200 and you decided to go nuts and get a fucking number four, and one of the fries got loose. It made me so fucking mad that. We live in a country where everybody else in the world thinks we're big, fat fucking slobs. And by and large, I was convinced until that day that, no, we're not. We're really not. Yeah, there's the honey boo-boos, and there's the fat fucks that are that are celebrated for their fat fuckness. But no, they're right. They're 100% right.
Oh, yeah, they are.
We are a country full of fucking lazy motherfuckers who delight... In just raping convenience, just taking and abusing the fuck out of things that are convenient. This guy had found out that you could get a carry-on bag with wheels, extend the handle. He figured, what a good bowling bag.
Now wait.
Now I could go bowling and I don't have to strain myself.
Okay. Do you live in an area where kids that come home from or go to school pass by ever?
I am never in a position to see them.
To see them?
Ever. Ever.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't see many backpacks anymore.
What do you mean?
Kids have the exact same thing, that little rolly tote bag.
Get the fuck. Are you fucking kidding me?
And they all roll them down the street. Or they just don't have any books for some reason.
Henry Jansport's going to go broke. Fuck. We went from, like... The era where they carried books tied together with a fucking belt.
Right?
Swung it around like a mace if you ever got into some shit on the way to the schoolhouse. To the backpack that, you know, fucked up. That it wasn't cool to wear both straps, so you wore one and you got scoliosis.
You got a little fucking hunchback of Notre Dame style.
You pinched one of the fucking vertebrae. And then, you know, maybe the duffel bag. I have owned a duffel bag, used it as a bag for books and shit in school. But now we have kids actually rolling the fucking book bag along.
Oh, I've seen it. I'd say the last 3 years.
That really bothers me. That really fucking bugs me.
We're getting old. I think that's what it is. I mean,
but why?
Doing the same shit.
Why the fuck would they do that?
We were in school.
Why does it need to happen? These little fucking kids, they have it so fucking easy as it is. Carry your fucking books, piece of shit.
You know what?
And this is definitely going into the walking 30 miles in the snow barefoot.
Exactly.
It is, but it's not because it's a fucking backpack.
Just put
it on your fucking back.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. There's not going to be books. There's not going to be backpacks. There's not going to be carry-on luggage. It'll just be a goddamn iPad.
Good. In that case, I think that's good. That is at least progress. But no, they still have the same fucking social studies book. They probably just ripped the Soviet Union pages out some of these schools. They stapled in a picture of Obama in the back to try and keep it new. And they cover them with the same fucking bags, right? The paper bags and shit. So it's not like there's any fucking change or any reason why there's heavier shit that they would need to roll. It's the same amount of books. Carried in your fucking bag. I don't know. I saw this motherfucker, and he looked like he was breathing heavy, too. Really fucking pissed me off.
Aww.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, you're going to roll it. Why? So you can save energy? So you can fucking efficiently eat cheese fries? You fucking monster.
Am I up or are you up? No, look at the initials. Okay, I'm going to have some more fucking cheese-covered fried foods.
God damn it. I don't know. I'm making a whole fucking stink over nothing. But I saw this beady-eyed rat human looking motherfucker with tits and a goddamn flame shirt. No jacket either. He had short sleeves on.
Insulated.
Yeah. Didn't give a fuck. Didn't want to exert one fucking iota of energy. So he could save it all. He's going to leave it all out there in the alley, Steve.
Yep.
That's what he was doing.
Bowling at $2.99 a night.
I used to go bowling semi regularly for a while.
Me too.
Yeah. And I was never good. But you would see the people that are good. And they had, like, what looked like a duffel bag that could hold two bowling balls. What are we talking? 30 pounds? We're talking about,
yeah,
a 30-pound bag?
Yeah, I mean, that's
bag
at most.
That you carry fucking 10 feet maximum?
Yeah.
And you put it down? Like, I don't know. It really fucking bugs me. I got snots, Steve. I got fucking snots.
It's that time. Bird flu's killing people already.
What do you mean it's killing people?
The 2014 season of the bird flu. One dead, 13 sickened, I think, so far.
We're what, 6 days into it? No, already they call it the bird flu epidemic?
Yep.
7 days? Yeah, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. Oh, man. You know, I need to vent. Yeah, another thing that fucking pissed me off a little bit. And he's a good dude. I like Jimmy Speckle. He's our buddy, Jimmy Speckle. But I saw that he, and I know this about him from the old Pal Talk days. I think he regularly buys DVDs and Blu-rays and keeps them, has a collection of them. And
okay. Maybe he likes the box art stuff.
I can see that, but it just seems like such, like, what do you, have you ever rewatched, like, what percentage of, no, I know you've probably rewatched.
I do.
Movies.
No, I do. I'm bad.
What percentage of your movies have you rewatched?
That I own? Yeah, it's a small percentage. Yeah. I'd say 10 or less percent.
So wouldn't it stand to reason that you watch the movie in some way, and if you really like it, you purchase it? I never understood the people that discover movies by buying them to watch them. It's like, oh, I've never seen that. Is it good? I just bought it. I can't wait to see it.
Well, that's like when you were little and you bought CDs in your life, right?
Only CDs that I really knew I would like. Maybe
like you never would just go out and get the new Sublime CD just because it was Sublime.
Well, I didn't have the opportunity, Steve. Thanks for opening up a sore wound. As you know, Brad died. Steve, he's dead. I discovered them.
When they put out new albums.
Really into them after the dude was dead.
Oh, okay.
So I had no opportunity. But like,
I'm just saying a band that you liked and say the band.
The thing is, a band that I like, yes, because they've already proven themselves.
So that's like buying Predator 2 before you saw Predator 2 because you like Predator 1.
No.
Seeing Aliens.
Not really. It's a little fucking different because there's one movie to stand on. Whereas, and it's a 90-minute experience, and then 5 years later, they're like, we got another one for you. It's like, okay, I really like that one. I'm going to buy that sight unseen. No, fuck you. Especially in the 80s or whenever that was put out, the track record of sequels was fucking horrendous.
No, very true. But here's the thing. You would go and pay money to go see it in the movies, right?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
And then if you liked it, maybe somewhere down the road you would buy it.
If it blew me away, I would buy it, yes.
Right. Now, I think a lot of people figure, well, I would go see that in the movies. Maybe they never got to see it in the movies. Might as well just go buy the Blu-ray for $20 because you end up spending $20 at the movies anyway. And then you own it.
Do you really spend $20 at the movies? I don't think so.
$13 for a ticket?
Fuck that. Well, go in the morning like an old fuck.
A large popcorn, $5. A bottle of water, $3. You're pushing close to 20. Right.
If you buy a bottle of water at the fucking movies, I want you to personally contact me because I need to fucking talk some fucking sense into you.
I'm just saying for you know,
I saw that they started selling vitamin water.
The movie law abiding citizens.
I think according to their prices,
they smuggle everything.
We must be running out of vitamin water. That's how fucking precious it is.
Yeah,
I think it was like $7 for a bottle of vitamin water.
It's more expensive per ounce than cartridge ink.
Yeah, blood, liquid platinum, vitamin
cartridge
water.
Ink's worth more than blood.
That's true. I've seen that graph, but who knows if that's real? I could have just drawn that and put it out there. So I'm like, it is expensive.
No, I'm pretty sure it's sourced and it's like a lot more. It's like magnitudes more.
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe it's a convincing fucking thing, but I don't know.
It's almost cheaper.
It's one of those things that everybody's seen and they're like, yeah, that's a thing. So now they just cite it as fact, but you couldn't tell me what backed that up. Nobody could.
No, but
you'll tell me it's a fact.
No, there's this. It was sourced. I remember looking.
But you can't tell me what the source is.
Well, I didn't really put that aside and keep that
exactly. I didn't either, and I still tell people the same fucking thing. It's just one of those things we do. We see something, we're like, oh, it looks credible enough.
Well, people do that with all sorts of stuff. Like that's what happens with Onion articles.
Yeah, somebody
like someone just links an Onion article. Someone sees it, doesn't even realize it's satire.
I love the fucking Onion. I absolutely love it. Especially like when people don't get it. That's my favorite thing.
Wilford Brimley gets shotgun blast to chest. just gets more angry.
Protected by all the fucking glucose in his veins. Jesus.
Just the headlines are so great. I love satire. Satire news is the best.
So Goatweed saying cargo pants and long jackets. You don't need to buy popcorn, soda, or whatever. Take a fucking hip flask of Sprite or whatever the fuck you drink. I don't know.
No, last time I went to the movies, I smuggled in one of those slightly larger than snack size smart food popcorns, a bottle of water, and a large bag of Reese's Pieces.
There you go.
Which, by the way, they've changed the taste of Reese's Pieces.
What do you mean?
I used to love Reese's Pieces as a kid. I always liked them.
That unnatural peanut butter they claim.
Oh, I always knew it wasn't real peanut butter.
It's like grout. It's fucking gritty as shit. You can tile a bathroom with the inside of anything Reese's.
Like, I never really liked many kinds of like sweets and stuff like that, candy. But I always liked Reese's because I guess I like peanut butter. So
yeah,
the last like I haven't had Reese's Pieces in like 6-7 years. Maybe once, you know, in the last 10 before that. So I got a bag of Reese's and I'm eating them at the theater. I'm like, dude, this I can't even taste anything. It just tastes like sugar.
Oh.
Just like nothing in it but sugar anymore.
Your palate, I guess, has changed.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in it, really?
No.
Why do you think some foods are just disgusting as a kid?
Because it tastes disgusting? I mean...
Yeah, relative to you when you were a kid. That's right. And then you develop tastes for things.
I don't know. Do you? I mean, I think you develop a way to discern between differences in things. But if you don't like something, it just seems like you always don't like it. I mean,
I don't know. I think a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't eat onions or mushrooms," and it's usually tied back to some fucking time when they were a kid where they tried it and they're like, "Oh, I definitely don't like those things," and then they just don't do it again, ever.
I'm so against
like my
that.
Sister. I don't eat fish. I don't like fish. Like, why don't you like fucking fish? What? I just don't like it. It makes me. My parents probably made her eat a piece of fish. Because fish was for fucking dinner. And she's like, I don't want it. And they're like, well, that's what it is. And so they made her eat it, and she probably had a bad experience because she didn't want to eat it. And ever since then, I'm guessing that's probably why she doesn't eat fucking salmon or anything.
I think people should try to overcome that, because that happened to me. I had a bad memory of food. I went to it was a Grand Union back in the day.
Holy shit, do they even exist?
It exists anymore.
No way. Not a chance.
But, yeah, there was a local one. They had, you know, like the soups. You know, there's always the salad bar with the soups at the end.
Oh, really?
And they would give you like little shot cups, and you could like try the soup. And I was a little kid, and this is like a clear memory for me. I must have been like maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, somewhere in there. And I tried some lobster bisque, and I just it went down.
Oh, shit. You tried Grand Union lobster bisque?
Yeah, and this is when Jesus I was like Christ. A little kid, and it went down, and everything else I ate for like the last 2 days came up along with it.
Yeah, that was like that's like melted butter and canned lobster.
I was just
fucking stewing all day under a red light bulb, where people are just it's uncovered because everybody's taking a sample of it,
right?
Just fucking curdled and shit. Oh god damn it!
It gets that top skin on it.
Oh fuck! Would you eat that? Would you put that on a sandwich like a piece of lunch meat? The bisque skin,
the skin
that circle.
Dry it out, dehydrate it a little bit. Freeze dry it, put it on a lunch sandwich.
That's something. No. That was a textural thing as a kid. The skin on Jello and pudding, I hated it. It was so
I like
gross.
Jello. I like pudding skin.
But now I like it because it's like a fucking
concentration. Like
the idea of a fruit roll up, but for pudding.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a terrible experience as a kid. You know, and like everybody was looking at me, I was really embarrassed. But I remember just feeling so like I've never been like so instantly. You know, nauseated by anything in my life. And I just didn't like anything that said bisque, like for a long time, seafood bisque, you know, whatever, butternut squash bisque, tomato bisque. I wouldn't eat any of it.
Yeah.
Because I just had that bad feeling. But
yeah, because Grand Union fucked it up for you.
Yeah. But you got to overcome it. And, you know, I'd say in my 20s, mid 20s, I started, you know, eating more different food that I might not have liked or haven't had in a long time. I fucking love lobster bisque now.
You'd be amazed how many people that say they don't like something
would never go and try it
again. Hated it as a kid. I think it's a high percentage of people.
Yeah.
Just fucking. Someone tried to feed them a mushroom when they were a kid, and it's like, gross. It tastes like mold. Fuck you. Fuck you, you little shit. Go eat your fucking your sweet tarts and your goddamn Sour Patch Kids and go shut the fuck up. Yeah. Oh, it's got to be fucking electrifyingly, disgustingly sugary.
Yeah.
It's got to fucking ruin your sense of taste just for it to be edible for you.
But I don't like peppers, which is weird. I like hot peppers, but like a red pepper, like a bell pepper.
Yeah. You'll never be able to say a la cuisine in Japan on a game show.
Yeah, whatever. But I try them. I just can't get past, like, I can't eat stuffed peppers or peppers and stir fry.
Love them.
I wish I did love them. I wish I did. Because they're everywhere. They're in, like, everything.
My mom cooking, she would just overtake the whole counter with the shit she was making. Whether it was lasagna or, like, sausage and peppers. And, like, the lasagna, she would have the shit just all laid out on the counter. And I would steal pieces of it. And then, like, steal pieces of the cheese and make these little fucking roll-ups of all the ingredients.
Oh, nice.
Before they were baked and just eat it, like, raw.
I didn't put uncooked pasta into that roll-up.
I mean, it was boiled, but not baked.
Oh, okay, okay.
How do you roll up a fucking hard lasagna?
You use it as crunchy garnish. Yeah. Never seen people eat.
I just turn it into dust and then roll the cheese into it. Get a nice texture.
I know people who used to eat raw spaghetti.
I used to
take a piece of like one piece and you just like suck on it and chew it down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. There was a
Chinese place in the mall nearby that would use like the spaghetti as the toothpicks for their free samples. And someone I knew would take them and be like, look, you can eat the toothpicks, and then they'd eat the fucking spaghetti too, not realizing that thing was like spun around by dirty fingers, like to advertise the piece. Like, anybody, free sample, and he's like spinning it around like a fucking miniature umbrella of chicken.
Yeah, there was one he was
rubbing all
up
of his grime. Right. Yeah. So go edible toothpicks. Like, yeah, it's fucking gross. Number one, I won't turn down a Chinese chicken sample. I won't. I know I should. They're probably the filthiest fucking things you can eat. But
I know.
They're goddamn delicious. Whatever the, that you put that sauce on your own asshole and you'd eat it.
Yep. Willowbrook Mall, Bourbon Street. They always had somebody out there with bourbon chicken.
Fucking like, that brain altering sauce makes anything delicious.
What they put on that stuff.
It could turn you into a billy goat just eating tin cans and shit, clearing lawns by just raining that sauce all over a piece of property. Fuck, is it good?
That sounds delicious. Now that you put it that way,
I would eat a tin can.
That's a great metaphor. That's a great metaphor.
Hmm. Thanks, I appreciate that. I don't get why he buys the DVDs. I don't know. I like them. I go to the movies. I enjoy it. I went and saw the Wolf of Wall Street.
Huh, Leo.
It was good. It was a very, very fucking good movie.
He's usually good in everything. I think I started out with a bad taste in my mouth. The whole Titanic thing is basically how he really became famous.
Yeah, everybody did. But I think with this movie, I was impressed at how at the Ray Liotta impression that he was putting on. It just really seemed like he was doing like a Ray Liotta.
The whole time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
The next cocksucker to throw this little motherfucker. Like, they used the worst fucking language ever. I loved it.
Oh, they set the record. I did read that. They set the record for the...
They broke 1,000, I think, right?
Number of fucks, not F-bombs.
No. Fucks.
Yep.
The number of the old F-bomb. No, sorry.
They beat Goodfellas, which was number one.
Most... fucks in a movie.
See, I think somehow South Park didn't get it, like it should have beaten Goodfellas, but I think they classified it as a musical and not a movie. Something like that.
There's a movie simply called Fuck from 2005 that used it 824 times.
Oh my god.
Just constantly over-referencing their own title.
Yeah, I mean, if
Goodfellas, how many do you think was in Goodfellas?
I think it was like 530-something, 539.
Whatever this site is, slashfilm.com says 300.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
There was a rumor that the Blink 182 was from the number of fucks in Scarface. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
Nah, don't know myself.
Scarface 207. Yeah, eat shit. Whoever
Blink 207.
I think the person who told me that rumor is the same person who told me that fucking Rod Stewart had his stomach pumped because he ate too many cocks or something like that. I don't know.
I thought that was what's her name?
It's basically any famous singer.
Lil' Kim.
Any famous singer. Yeah, I heard it. But someone told me that about Alanis Morissette. I'm like,
I don't think so.
Are you fucking high?
The most rigid singer ever.
You're just naming names at this point. Oh, Lisa Loeb? Did she have to have her asshole fucking suctioned out too? Jesus Christ. Oh, man. I don't know, Steve. I don't know.
That's where the whole world's going.
I hope you had a good Christmas, Steve.
I did.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Good. I just was hoping that you did.
I had a good Christmas. No, my Christmas actually...
Oh, I really didn't care. I just felt like I had to say that so I could get to mine.
Me too.
I wanted to talk about mine. How was it, Steve? Did you have a good time? Did you stay with the family? What'd you do?
It's good. Yeah, yeah. For some reason, nobody in our family's Italian, but we have Italian.
Oh!
Every Christmas is Italian.
Jesus Christ! No fucking meat. Wait, what did you have?
Eggplant parm
for Christmas Day, obviously.
Christmas Day, yep.
You didn't? Did you do the fishes? The fucking seven fishes. You'll wear your fucking white guinea tees with the pasta stain on the belly.
Yes, I did.
Fucking, where's the scunches?
Yeah, I had my Giants jorts on, or not jorts, fucking sweatpants.
Just everybody like sweating and frowning as they eat. Just fucking so pissed off to be enjoying a meal that was prepared all day.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. I think at this point I have a definite problem. I have a coffee maker, I think, addiction at this point.
Uh-oh.
Prior to Christmas, I had a Keurig, I had a Breville tea maker, and a Tassimo, which is like a Keurig before there were Keurigs. So that's two automated coffee makers.
I think one
makers.
Of my offices had a Tassimo at one point.
It was good for a little while, and then like I couldn't find the fucking pods.
Spills.
and the thing is, I accidentally like kept the pods too long, and I'm like, oh, it's coffee. Who gives a shit? But then I forgot. I'm like, oh, wait, this coffee that has a milk component. And that we kept them somewhere else. I looked, and the milk was all fucking just curdled and turned gross. So I threw all that shit out.
Oh.
So for Christmas, I received two additional coffee makers. I have what amounts to a goddamn barista set up.
Wait, you got two different coffee makers from different people for Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Yeah, you might have an addiction if people.
The one I wanted, the one I was planning on getting if I didn't receive it, was the AeroPress. Now this is like basically a contraption that has a plunger. It's a cylinder that has a filter on the bottom, and you put the fucking coffee in it. You put hot water in the shit, and you plunge it, and the air gets pushed through.
It's a vacuum press.
No, it isn't. It is not. The vacuum can be simulated by doing it in different ways. Like, there's a big following for this shit. There was actually a fucking competition where people were like, all right, take 15 grams of beans, grind them coarsely on a setting of 8 in a very specific fucking grinder, turn it to 8, and then just muddle the beans with 185 degree water. Let it sit for 13 seconds. Like, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's going to take you 20 minutes to make this.
I did see something like that on Bizarre Foods where they had like all the same things except they use a different pressure.
Yeah.
To extract the same bean, same temperature, everything. It was just a different pressure and it tasted different, but
so I have that, and I also have a Keurig Revo, which is like a new Keurig that has a fucking... It uses different pods, of course.
Revolution.
Why would it use the same fucking thing? And it's got a little kettle that you can froth your own milk in. So you can make lattes software. And fucking cappuccino. So that's a pretty cool thing. But Amanda got me the goddamn syrups and caramel and shit. So I have like the back of a goddamn Starbucks on my fucking counter right now.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's like so much fucking counter space dedicated to one fucking thing that I use. I hardly use the Keurig at home.
Tassimo should just dump.
The AeroPress is as big as a fucking soda can. That's what I use. I have a grinder. Amanda got me a grinder. I use that.
That's good. Very good.
I use the AeroPress and I fucking make coffee like that. If I want to get saucy, Steve, if I want to get a little fucking crazy, out of sorts, I'll froth some fucking milk with the Revo. Put that on top of there. But I have too many fucking things. So right away, the Tassimo is getting fucking... I'm gonna punt that thing like I wanted to punt Frank's stupid Sony Mavica camera. I'm gonna kick it right into the middle of the street.
Go off on Office Space style. Like, just throw it outside, get it.
It's perfectly good, and they just started selling the fucking pods again. So I don't know if maybe someone I know
donate
wants
it somewhere.
Yeah, I'll go to the old folks' home. Just fucking dump all my shit there. You know what's funny? You can donate like anything to like these places, like I don't know, the town or like the Goodwill or something like that. But if you say, "Oh, I have a TV, I want to donate," they're like, "Is it a flat screen?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. It's like thanks. Goodwill. No, thank you.
Well, I could understand that because that's, you know, it becomes cumbersome at that point. You know what
you mean
I mean?
To tell like me there's one nobody that can use it? There's absolutely nobody that can use it. So this shit is just going to fucking fill a landfill with all these huge goddamn TVs we had. Because
you can make a new island. Because
we had to see the 1998 Super Bowl as big as possible. So now this 14 cubic foot TV is just garbage.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible.
There's a line in the sand that needs to be drawn, and we just need to get rid of all the old fat TVs, I think.
I have one. Amanda has one at her parents' house.
I have one, too.
I have one that we're using because we haven't gotten a TV upstairs yet. We haven't gotten the whole setup. So we're using, like, my old TV on, like, a fucking bitch table, like some table we fucking found somewhere.
Bitch table?
Like some garbage table. Like we drove by somebody's house and there was a little table there. It was like the first piece of furniture we had in our house. I found somebody's like tiny little fucking table. I'm like, oh, that'll be good for the TV that we're going to have temporarily. And it's still being used.
5 years later.
I need to just throw it out and get all new shit, but, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that I need ahead of that. But yeah, I have a definite problem. And so I haven't been using a lot of the fucking coffee makers. I want to throw the Tassimo out. I'll get rid of it. The Revo's interesting for the latte cappuccino shit. But I've been using the AeroPress. And before that, I've never really had a reason to grind my own coffee. So I always had like pre-measured shit, like the Keurig. Put a pod in. You Tassimo, throw one of those fucking things in.
Yeah, but when you grind your own coffee, it's so much better than pre-ground coffee.
I agree, because that's how I do it. But what I'm saying is I've never done it before. So I had started doing it as a thing now, as part of my coffee ritual. And the week I had off of work for Christmas, I was using the shit out of that AeroPress. And I read, it said, use 2 scoops and then fill it up to the number 2. Goes 1 to 4. 4 is to the top, 2 is right in the middle. I'm like, okay, so I'll put 2 scoops of fucking coffee in this fucking thing and I'll fill it to number 2. I drink some of this coffee. It's like the strongest fucking thing I've ever had in my life. I'm like, this is fucking great. And they're like, okay, and if it's too strong, just top it off with water to make it an Americano. So I did that.
Well, not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Did you make espresso?
Well, I mean, technically it's not.
An Americano is 1/3 espresso, 2/3 hot milk.
Technically it's not.
And then cream and sugar.
Espresso. But AeroPress calls it espresso. So I get it. It's not an official Americano because it's not really fucking espresso.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, really strong coffee diluted with hot water to bring it up to regular strength.
Okay, I guess technical Americano.
Sure. A TA. Yes. Yeah. And then I'm drinking it, and I'm like, this is really, really good and really, really, really fucking strong.
Yeah.
So I keep drinking it, and I make I'm on my fourth cup. I usually drink 4 cups of coffee.
Wow. Like a mug?
Throughout the day, yeah, like a mug.
Or like an actual a cup of coffee.
I'm not bringing fucking measuring tools into this. I just fill my mug.
Okay.
And I drink it black, like a goddamn man. Okay? And I drink, I usually have 4 cups, but now here I am drinking this shit that's really fucking strong. The end of the day, I am buzzed as shit, and my fucking... I'm honestly scared for my life. I had a fucking chest pain that lasted into the next morning. I didn't drink coffee the next fucking day. I was scared that I would fucking have a heart attack.
Wow.
And so I'm looking at this coffee thing. I'm like, how could I fuck this up? I mean, like, I read the instructions. I did them perfect. They're not going to, like, put you onto some, like, you know, death coffee thing in the manual for the device. You'd have to go to YouTube and see some fucking coffee maniac who's like, you know what I do? I fucking microwave the beans with cayenne pepper. I don't know. Like some fucking maniac would tell you to do something that, you know, is non-standard. This is in the fucking printed instructions. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, what the fuck? I did the water at the temperature. I have 2 of these scoops. And it said, and then I read it again. It said two AeroPress scoops.
Oh, and it's probably this little tiny spoon.
And I realized, oh, shit, this thing came with a scoop. And I don't know where I got this thing from, but I was using, like, you know when you buy ShopRite brand iced tea? Like, the yes. grocery store just brown sugar that turns into iced tea? It's
a one tablespoon scoop. That's what that is.
That
one
thing is like a one tablespoon, right? Well, no, it's like I think it's even bigger than that, isn't it?
No, a tablespoon is large. A tablespoon is pretty oh, okay. large.
So it was that huge scoop. I was using that. I did two of those rounded on the top. However, the scoop that you're supposed to use is half that size. So
it's like 1.5 tablespoons.
I think I did, because they were rounded on top, I probably ended up doing like 3 tablespoons, but I only put like a half, like an espresso shot worth of water through it. I did like a pot of coffee in one fucking cup, basically. And I did it 4 fucking times.
Yep.
So I've since corrected my ways, and the coffee's not as strong. It's still just as delicious, and I'm still walking the earth. I really had a fucking moment where I'm gonna fucking die.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't have a heart attack.
This is how you die. This is how you die. And I'm just fucking jittery. You know, you gotta see. You want me to make you one? Like, do you want me like to make this? You one? No, I was off. I was just at home. I was like, hey, man, you want me to make you one or what? You want me to make you one? You want one? No. Talk to me.
I've never gotten like that off of caffeine, man.
It was fucking, it was frightening. I'm like, yeah, I am too fucking energetic right now. I walked around the block 4 fucking times with the dog. It's like 4 miles. The block is like, it's 1 mile around.
Let's go, Teddy. Let's go.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking bad.
You know, I got to tell you, the best way to go, personally, I know you might agree. If you want to go the purest way, get a French press for regular coffee. Get just a stovetop espresso maker to make an espresso. Don't fucking worry about that foamed milk bullshit, because that's in cappuccinos and lattes, and no one should drink them. Not real men, like you say.
They're good for dessert. I like them after.
Yeah,
after
real men don't put cream and sugar in their coffee.
That's right.
So real men should also not drink cappuccinos or lattes.
I like I said, I like them after a dessert or with a dessert.
You know what? I like cream and sugar in my coffee, so I guess we'll agree to disagree on what is manly when it comes to coffee.
Oh, are you being shitty with me because you felt slighted because I fucking put you
I
put you in the bitch category because you have to have cream and sweet sugar in your fucking morning drink
with a little leaf pattern made by your barista that can't spell your name right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't know you had to have a sweet morning drink. A little sweet kiss of sugar to wake you up, wake little sleepy Steve up. Where's my sugar and milk?
I don't drink coffee. I usually drink coffee 3-4 o'clock. Oh, it's usually my time.
Keep you going, get your second wind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
But I was gonna say, espresso maker, stovetop, and absolutely, I think the best way to make coffee is an old school French press. You get the little thing that tells you how much coffee to make for how much water to put in. It's got 3 lines for coffee, for the coffee, the ground coffee, and it's got 3 lines for the water that you add.
But you got to watch out. You got to be careful for the fucking sediment. You have to be careful with the sediment.
It goes to the bottom.
Got to be careful.
And you strain it, too. You use a mesh strainer when you pour it into the cup.
How many times do you get sediment, Steve? It happens. It happens.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
That's the mark of good coffee.
You get none with AeroPress. Thank you.
And you know what? If you use anything that has a paper filter in it, I don't know if any of those do, but
AeroPress, you have to put a paper filter in, yes.
There's a paper filter, then you get none of the oil from the coffee bean, and that's what makes coffee really good, is the oil from the coffee bean.
Well, shit, Steve. Shit.
Telling you.
I think you may actually get some of the oil. You may get some of the oil. I think you're fucking wrong. But I don't know. However. Yeah, I'm not. I am not a coffee expert. Obviously, you've heard me talk about it, and I'm full of shit. I almost killed myself trying to make my first batch of fucking ground coffee. I am nowhere near an expert. I fucking, oh my God. I tried the inverted method. of this this AeroPress, and it worked out very well. And I'm like, God, I don't know why everybody thinks this is so difficult. Blah, it's so easy. Because like all the comments are like, this is really hard. I fucked it up my first time doing it. I'm like, oh, I did it fine. First time out, it's fine. You fucking brew it upside down, plunger in already, grinds, stir it up, blah, 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 flip it over, no big fucking deal. Except that like the third time I did it, I didn't have the filter on all the way. And I turn it over, and it just gushed everywhere. The beans got into every little crevice of my countertop. I still don't have it all cleaned. Like it's, I have to take some kind of a fucking water pick to get all the shit out.
Oh God.
But yeah, it was a nightmare, and I was so angry. I was just silent. Like usually my reaction would be Jesus fucking Christ, God damn, yelling like that, right? I just fucking looked at it as it happened, and I just fucking stood there and hated it. I was too mad for fucking words.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Then I cleaned it up. That's all you can do. Speaking of cleaning up, doing a good job, being good at what you do, Steve. There's a show on our network that's hitting a milestone very soon.
Oh, yep.
It's our the original member of Hear Us Talk.
OG.
Who was on, they weren't on with Best in Show. But let's just say we go way back with the people from Best in Show. They are going to be hitting episode 300 this week.
Nice.
Episode 300. And they don't do a live show.
Nope.
Except. They're making an exception. Here, Steve.
Except
for their 300th episode, they're going to be broadcasting live on Hear Us Talk. Stay tuned to the Facebook page. I believe it's going to be. Oh my God, I'm so gassy! I'm fucking gassy! Stay tuned to the Facebook page, facebook.com/HearUsTalk. I believe it's going to be Thursday, but Steve will have an update on there as soon as everything's all settled. It's going to be this week, I believe.
Tentative Thursday.
Tentative. So you were told not to.
8 p.m. Eastern is what's going
not,
on.
Were you or were you not told to hold off on plugging?
I didn't. You just did.
Shit. Well,
we could have just said a milestone will be marked.
I thought that they were doing it this week. I don't know. I listened to the fucking show.
I heard weather permitting. I don't think the weather's going to be that bad.
I thought it was a trap. Oh, well, anyway.
Ain't no snow coming our way.
Yeah, I have a new pop filter in front of me. The little windscreen.
Oh yeah, it looks darker.
I finally replaced it. Yeah, you can see through it now. It doesn't have a sheen of mucus like the other one did from 10 years of speaking through it.
Filtering pops.
I wanted to see if I could keep the frame, so I tried to fish the old netting out of the other one, and. I ended up just tearing through it, and this cloud of yellow dust came out of it. No, I mean, it made me like kind of retch a little bit, but I looked in there. There was a pile of yellow dust. Like the type of dust you would see if you used that fucking petty egg on your toe. Like, it looked like toe grinds. It was all fucking just dried spittle, mucus, and fucking phlegm. Every flu that I've spoke through, every little cold, cough, spit, just spittle, ugh, it was disgusting. Absolutely fucking gross. But I have a new one. It sounds quite all right. I'm trying not to spit into it.
You should send the old one to Frank, see how he reacts.
I should have given him that thing to open.
Like, here.
He may have died. This is my old filter. Yeah. Anyway, why don't we wrap this up, Steve? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your goddamn fucking ears, and the place to be. Big thanks for everybody tuning in to Hear Us Talk and the DJ New Style Show. Thanks for subscribing, downloading the shows, and being a person that gives a shit. We really, really, really appreciate it. If you have a moment, drop a comment somewhere where we'll see it. Any feedback, positive or negative, it's always fun for us. The negative shit is really interesting. to be honest. I like seeing a negative comment, but I don't really care if it's truthful, whatever. I like hearing from people that listen to the show. Thanks for supporting the network. Thanks for shopping on Amazon. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Go ahead and listen to all the other shows on Heroes Talk. That's Best in Show Radio, Truth Type Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, and I apologize. Without any more of this bullshit yammering on, Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Sub-Zero wins.
Pick me a shitty guy? Fuck you!